out the rough and lonely spots that remained of what was once a hectic Route 66, I was at the wheel of a top-down convertible, rumbling across a back road of gravel and cracked earth, out of sight of any other people or vehicles. The sun was bright and the wind was fast. I pressed the gas pedal for more speed. A bullet-riddled marker on a fence post confirmed that this remote and bumpy stretch of hidden history was old Route 66. I looked over as Peter scratched his unshaven chin and adjusted his sunglasses against the glare. He removed his baseball cap, held it out over the side of the car, and let it flap in the onrushing air as a little kid would on a family vacation. We were halfway through our 12-day road trip, commonly noted as 2,400 miles, although claims range from 2,200 to 2,448 miles, which tells us a lot about the variation of alignments over the years. By that time, I'd already shed enough misconceptions about the United States to fill our car's trunk, but I'd also confirmed that the myth is as important to America's self-esteem as is fact. That nuance had been captured for me in a conversation the night before with a middle-aged waitress in a roadside diner. When I told her that Peter and I were intent on seeing every part of the old road, she said, "I hope you're driving a Corvette convertible." "We're driving a Mustang, but it's a convertible."